I am so glad God saves old sinners. I didn't deserve what I got, but I'm sure glad I got it. Amen. I begin to look at people today, and some who claim to have it, and I have to wonder. The Lord said it was going to be that way. He said there'd be many that'll say, hey, we prophesied in your name. We healed the sick. We did this and we did that. And the Lord said, depart from me. I never knew you. And I'm glad I'm not just professing to have it. I have it. Amen. You say, what is it that you've got? That's eternal life. I've got an assurance in my heart that when I die, heaven will be my home. Amen. No doubt about it. There have been times when I wondered, just because of how wicked I am, I wondered how I could still be saved, but I am. Amen. Thank you, Brother Todd. Take your Bible and turn to Proverbs chapter number 3 this morning. Proverbs chapter number 3, going to read some very familiar scripture and share a thought with you. Proverbs chapter number 3. Proverbs chapter number 3, say amen when you get there. Let's go right to the middle of your Bible and go back to the left and you'll find of Psalms, and you'll find Proverbs. Proverbs chapter number 3, look with me at verse number 5. This would be a good life verse for somebody. I hope you have a verse. I hope there's a verse in the Bible that you've committed to memory, that's your verse, that's highlighted and underscored, and you try to apply that verse to your life every day. Mine's Joshua chapter 1 and verse number 8. But I love Proverbs chapter 3 and verse number 5. I was trying to think of some good advice I could give you to head into a brand new year. Many people are making decisions today. Many people made decisions last night about some changes they want to make in their life over the next coming year. I want to give you some good advice this morning, but not from me, straight from the Word of God. In verse number 5, he said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel, and marrow to thy bones. Now there's some pretty good advice right from the Word of God this morning. Amen? Listen, a lot can change in a year's time. Would you agree? I thought about it this morning as I was driving in. I thought about just over the course of this past year, some changes that I've seen made. Some drastic, some small. But I've seen a lot of changes over the course of 2011. You know, some began 2011 in good health. But some ended in bad health. Amen. Just because you feel the way you feel right now don't mean it'll be the same 12 months from now. Are y'all listening to me this morning? Y'all help me and we'll have church today. I said health can change over the course of a year. Amen. Job situations and job conditions can change over the course of the year. Amen. When we're living in a time of blessing and the job's there and the bills are paid, we live and act like nothing could ever happen to that. Amen. Some people were in for a shock this year who had been working at the same place for a long time, and just out of the blue one day, we no longer need your services. Amen. My Aunt Gail, and I hope the owner of the place where she worked is listening to the radio. I seriously doubt it, but I wish they would be. Worked for the same store for several years. She was a manager of a convenience store. She got sick, was in the hospital with a heart attack and just in bad health. She's in the hospital. They send her a letter in the mail telling her she's fired. Isn't that wicked? Just like that, that job situation can change. Amen. And that's not my prayer. My prayer is that you'll make more money and that you'll do better and you'll be more successful. But you cannot depend on that because you don't ever know. Amen. Relationships can change over the course of a year. You could go into 2012 in a happy marriage and end in disaster. Amen. I wish I had statistics or knew how to find out. I wonder how many divorces took place in America this past year. I guarantee you there's a heap of them. I guarantee you. We live in Paulding County, just down the street here, and it's not a big county compared to some. I don't know the population. I don't know what it is, but I'd served on jury duty last year, and it'd blow your mind how many courts is going on at the same time. Oh man, I'm telling you, it's happening every single day. People walking into a lawyer's office. You love the one they're trying to get separated from. Used to think that they rocked their world, and now they're destroying their world, so they think. And relationships end on a daily basis. Amen. I don't want that to be mine this year. Amen. I do not want that to be my marriage this year. Amen. There is something I can do about it. Amen. I thought about this. Over the course of this last year, 2011, how many started 2011 in church? How many ended 2011 out of church? Amen. Some are in right now, but barely in. Amen. You remember the guy in the book of Acts? His name was Eutychus. He fell out the window while the church service was going on. Y'all remember him? Somebody said, why'd they name him Eutychus? Eutychus too, if you'd have fell out the window. Amen. Somebody said the reason he fell out was, listen to me now, this is wisdom. The reason he fell out, because he was more out than he was in. He was in the service, but much of him was out. And that's where some of you are. You're on the window ledge this morning, and all it's going to take is just a little nudge, just a little nudge, and you're going to be gone. That church situation can change over the course of the year. I don't know about you, but I want to be just as faithful by the end of 2012 as I was going into 2012. Amen. People allow circumstances all the time. Hey, listen, man, just because people are stupid, don't blame God. Hey, I'm telling you, bro, that's deep right there. I may be, but that's deep. Just because people are stupid, don't blame God. Amen. Stupid's not a reason to move churches. Stupid's not a reason to get out. And I know that's politically correct, but I can't help it because I ain't. Y'all all right? People get out of church all the time because something somebody said or something somebody did. Guess what's going to be in that church down the road? More stupid people who do more stupid stuff. Stick with the ones you're used to. Amen. You get around them long enough and you learn how they are, then it don't knock you off guard when they do it. Amen. You just go, oh, that's just brother so-and-so. Hey, he's stupid in that area. Amen. Y'all okay this morning? Amen. I go to church with stupid people. You're pastored by one. Amen. No telling what I'm liable to say or what I'm liable to do. Amen. Amen. Don't let that church situation change over the course. You need to make some decisions in your life this year. Listen, much that's going to happen this year is going to be out of our control. Totally out of our control. Nothing you can do about it, so don't even worry about it. Amen. Ain't nothing you can do. It's just going to happen. It's going to happen. Amen. Let me just say this. I think we're right along God's schedule. I don't think nothing's taken Him by surprise. I don't think the Lord's sitting in heaven going, oh, what are we going to do about the economy? I don't think He is. I don't think God's reeling and rocking and drinking Maalox and eating depression pills and all that. I don't think He's on Prozac this morning. I think He's all right. I think He's got everything going just as planned. Amen. And He's looking and saying, what's that crowd worried about? I got this under control. He always has had and He always will have. Amen. But there's some things that is going to take place this year that are totally out of your control. But there are some areas in your life where you can make a difference. Amen. Amen. There's some places that you definitely can make a difference. People make New Year's resolutions. Let me give you three types of resolutions you ought to make. And that's a good thing. I heard one preacher preaching one time. He was talking about how stupid it was. No, I think it's a good thing. Amen. You'll never reach a goal if you don't set it. Some people are just living their life so casually that they're really going nowhere, just footloose and fancy free. You ought to have some goals. You say, well, I don't know why things aren't getting better in my life. You're not trying. Yeah. Amen. That's just that simple. Listen, three areas where you ought to make some type of resolution or decision or set a goal in your life. You ought to make a physical resolution. A physical resolution. Number one New Year's resolution is I'm going to lose weight. That's a good thing. And we ought to do something to try to help ourselves physically. And Brother Johnny was out, I was over at his house yesterday afternoon, and he was cutting grass on New Year's Eve. Can you believe that? I mean, I'm sweating, pouring sweat right now. But anyway, we was talking about we couldn't believe how hot it was on New Year's Eve. But we was both sitting there, and we got talking about how out of shape we were. Isn't that funny? The older you get, that kind of becomes the topic of conversation. And you know what we always say? Yeah, I know it, man. I'm out of shape, too. I got to do something about it. Come on, y'all. Come on, you old people. Help me. Amen. Help me don't sit there and not like you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, we walked across and Carlos and some men looked at a camp yesterday, and we walked that thing. I know we walked 10 miles. It seemed like it climbing hill. And, brother, I was out of breath the time I got out of there. I thought, man, I've got to get back on that bicycle. I've got to get back in shape. I've got, and we thing about it. Amen. I know bodily exercise profits little is what the Bible said, but listen, you don't got to be stupid either. Amen. Amen. There's things all of us could do to take better care of ourselves. Yeah. Amen. I've always said my dream is to be an old pastor. Yeah. That's a pretty good goal, isn't it? Yeah. But if I just don't take care of this body that God gave me to walk around in, I will not see that dream. So it's good to make a physical resolution. Amen. A physical resolution. But then listen, not only that, why don't you make some mental resolutions? Amen. Make some things up in your mind to better yourself. I thought about this. I ought to learn how to type. It takes me 30 minutes to send an email. I mean, there's things you could do, something you could do to better yourself this year. Amen. Make a physical resolution. Make a mental resolution. Now listen, most importantly, make a spiritual resolution. Amen. Make a spiritual resolution. Listen, don't. It's okay to say I'm going to read my Bible through in a year. But don't set that resolution just to say I read my Bible through in a year. Amen. Maybe this would be a better resolution. I'm going to read my Bible. Yeah. Y'all okay? Yeah. I'm going to read my Bible every day. Whether it's a large portion, or, you know, sometimes when I read less. Sometimes when I read more. Sometimes I get to reading and I go, oh, this is good, you know. Yeah. Like you get into the storyline of a book and you just get to reading that thing. Sort of make a spiritual resolution. Hey, I'm going to read my Bible more this year than I did last year. I'm going to spend more time in it. Somebody said, how many chapters should I read a day? Listen, how much do you eat when you sit down at a meal? All I can, he said, amen. You eat till you get full. Amen. Read till you get full, amen. Make a spiritual resolution that you're going to pray. That you're going to have some type of prayer life. Here's what most Christians' prayer life consists of. Hey, pray for so-and-so. You don't have to admit to it, but I guarantee you nearly everybody in here has asked for prayer for somebody or something that you ain't prayed for yourself. Amen. Had a guy ask me to fast for him. That's to go without food for several days over a situation. I said, yes, sir, brother. I said, you going too? He said, no, I just wanted you to. I said, you out of your mind. Amen. Amen. If it's not heavy enough for you to pray about it, it ain't heavy enough for me to pray about it. Y'all okay? We ought to make some spiritual resolutions. Hey, how about this? I'm going to be faithful. When it's church time, I'm going to show up. I got a duty to be in my church. Amen. And it's not just my duty to be there to encourage the preacher. It's because the preacher's got something I need. To do those other decisions I made. Amen. 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 Coming to church is what it's not what you do for God. This is what God does for you. Amen. This is where God has saints gather and he equips them to go back out there and live for him. Listen, if you only come to church one day a week, don't tell me you read your Bible every day. Right. Yeah. Amen. Amen. You read that book and make you want to be here. Yeah. And then when you're here, make you want to read that book. Yes. Does that make sense? Amen. We ought to make some resolutions, physical, mental, and spiritual resolutions in our lives. Amen. Now listen, I want us to look at this proverb right quick, and I'll get you out of here as quick as I can. Proverbs chapter number 3, and look at verse number 5, that first verse we read. He said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. That's a mouthful. That's a mouthful. I know, I guarantee you there are thousands of professing Christians this morning who can quote that verse but have never grasped it in their heart. Yeah. Amen. Amen. We say we trust the Lord. It's printed on our money, but we don't trust God. Amen. Listen, we have a guide to guide us through this year. How are we going to make it through this year? Well, I'm glad God didn't leave us without a guide. I'm glad He didn't leave us without a road map. Amen. I'll tell you how. We will be guided this year with a positive response. The Lord said, trust in the Lord. Just trust in the Lord. Well, what are we going to do about the election? I know. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to vote and trust God. Y'all all right? I'm just going to vote and trust God. What have you really trusted God with? What have you really trusted God with? We always talk about the faith of grandma and grandpa, how they were great prayer warriors, great grandma and great grandpa. They didn't have a choice. And God could get you in a place where you don't have that deal. They put the seed in the ground. And then they prayed and trusted God for rain. Then they prayed and trusted God for the sunshine. Then they prayed and trusted God for the harvest. They didn't have Publix. They didn't have Ingles. Hey, honey, run down there and pick us up some chicken. You remember when you used to go to the grocery store and get chicken and you had to bring it home and cook it? Now you go to the grocery store, they got it, it's done cooked. I mean, we don't have to depend on nothing. Amen. Well, if you ain't got a job, that's okay. The government take care of you. Amen. I'm going to tell you, if the whole system crashed like some are predicting that it's going to, there's going to be some hurting individuals. Some people don't even know what's in the book. Out of gun. Amen. I'm telling you, I'm not going to starve. I'll kill something. Amen. Amen. I can grow something. Amen. Amen. You ought to learn some of them basic skills. Amen. Survival. Hey, you say, well, I just wouldn't eat a little precious rabbit. Bring him to my house. Amen. We're not in a crisis, and I'll eat him right now. Amen. Bambi too. For any PETA lovers out there, PETA people, that's people eating tasty animals, by the way. Amen. Hallelujah. We are met with a positive response. How can we make it through this situation? This is not just a New Year's sermon. This is an everyday sermon. You need Proverbs chapter 3 and 5 and 6 and 7 and 8. You need that every day of your life. Just as much as I need God on Sunday, I need Him on Monday. Amen. This much I need Him on Monday. I need Him on Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and Saturday. I need Him every day of the week. And if I'm going to make it successful today, it'll be because I put my trust in Him. Amen. It'll be because I put my trust in Him and not in man. Not, I hope your trust ain't in the government. I hope it ain't in Social Security. Chances are, time I'm 65, it ain't going to be that. Amen. Let me, and this is going to go over like a lead balloon. Government wasn't designed to take care of you. It was designed to protect you and preserve your freedom and your rights. Period. Y'all okay? If the church would do its job, wouldn't be no need. It used to be. It was the church that fed the hungry. It was the church that helped the needy. Hey, welcome. It's got quiet in here. Amen. A positive response. Listen, we need to get back to the place where we really trust God. Listen, I learned this verse in a whole new way when my son was in a coma. When the doctor looked at me in that emergency room, in that exam room, my son laying on that slab metal table, he looked at me and he said, I don't know. Doc, when's my son going to wake up? I don't know. You're supposed to know. You're the doctor. You're the one with the education. You're the one with all the brains. You're supposed to know, when's my son going to wake up? We don't know. Could be a week, could be a month, could be a year, could be never. Well, if I can't trust you, who can I trust? I can trust my God. When the doctor says we see something, we better trust God. Y'all listening? You're going to need Him this year. That's a guarantee. Don't wait till you do. Don't wait till the crisis arises. Trust him now. Don't wait till your wife's got the bag packs and walking out the door to come running to the preacher and say, I need to get saved. Oh, I've had that happen a bunch of times. I had them knock on my door. Brother Eddie, I need to get saved. And come find out they're trying to get their wife back. Come on, y'all better wake up. I'll preach an hour and a half and I can do it. Amen. Amen. Don't wait. Don't wait. Hey, it's easier. Preventative maintenance is way easier than fixing something that is broke. When we had our Christian school, these parents would bring these teenagers into my office and say they kicked him out of public school and blah, blah, blah. Here, fix my kid. I didn't break him. Amen. Why don't we trust God now? Why don't we? Hey, I got paid this week. Hallelujah. I'm going to trust God for the next one and the next one and the next one and the next. I've got help this week. I'm going to trust God for help next week and the next week and the next week. I've got a good marriage today. Because I put my trust in God. And hey, Oprah ain't telling me how to maintain my marriage. Dr. Phil ain't telling me how to maintain my marriage. Good God Almighty, I'm going to the book. I'm going to the one who invented marriage. And let him help me in my relationship. We okay this morning? I know it's simple. You say, oh, I would like something deeper and more intellectual. Oh, you ain't getting this. Trust in the Lord. Do you really trust him? I mentioned the other night, my little grandson Jonah, he's two. He was running off the platform and he wouldn't even slow down. He would just run and just dive into Brother Tommy's arms and he was catching him. You know why? He trusted him. You know what? That first time he was a little hesitant, wasn't he, Brother Tommy? Like, I don't know about this. But I've jumped off in the Lord's arms enough times to know that he's going to catch me every single time. You may be apprehensive at first, trusting the Lord with your family, trusting the Lord with your marriage, trusting the Lord with your finances, trusting the Lord with your life. But brother, if you've trusted him a time or two, you know he's not going to let you down and he's not going to drop you. Hey, I'm saying fully, 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 fully trust him. Amen. I'm just going to put my trust in the Lord, not in an election. That bunch ain't going to fix nothing. None of them. None of them have the answer. Amen. 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 You say, oh, surely somebody has. No, they don't have the answer. If one steps up there and says, all right, here we go. Here we go, America. I have the answer. It's in this old King James Bible. Yeah. I'll say, yep, there's finally a politician who's got the answer. Yeah. Right. Amen. Amen. They barely even make reference to God. Yeah, afraid they're going to offend somebody. A leader without the book of leadership cannot lead. Amen. That ain't where my trust is. My trust ain't in the paycheck Brother Tom writes me every Sunday. My trust is in the Lord and his word. Amen. And in the power of his spirit. He gave us, he guides us with a positive response. But then that response that the Lord gives, there's something that is required in us. Something needs to register somewhere. Has there ever been a place in your Christian life? We've got too many head knowledge Christians. We've got too many talking a good game. Amen. We know when to say amen. We know when to nod our heads. But in our hearts, the Lord says, I trust my wife because she's earned it. My wife trusts me because I've earned it. And if anybody's ever earned trust, surely it's the Lord God Almighty. Hey man, that thing needs to get, it needs to get settled down in your heart. Why are so many of God's people having nervous breakdowns? Why? It's a trust issue. It's a trust issue. I'm not saying you're wicked if you have a nervous breakdown. Lord knows. I used to preach like that, but I don't believe that. I believe you can be saved and have a nervous breakdown. I believe that. These people used to talk about anxiety, and I thought, y'all out of y'all mind.
Brother Tom, you got that blood pressure, come check me. I'm dying. Part of me was because. Over everything in the world. Listen, raise your hand if God saved you.
Amen.
You reckon if he could handle that, he could handle whatever it is you worried about?
Amen.
I mean, do you reckon? I mean, that salvation, I mean, one second you're on your way to hell, next second you're on your way to heaven, all your sins are gone, your name's written in the Lamb Book of Life, and he can't handle my power bill?
Amen.
How come God went from this to this? How come I can trust him with my soul, my eternity, and I can't trust him with my power bill? Somebody help me. Y'all know I'm right. You know good and well I'm right. We worry over stuff we ought not to worry about. The Lord said, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Hey, take that worry to the bank, son. Put it on Jesus. Let him handle it. And if you will let him, he will. Well, I've been praying about this and praying about this, and God ain't done nothing with it because you ain't let go of it.
Yeah, right. Amen.
Here, Lord, I need help with this bill. And the Lord says, Lord, why ain't you helping with this bill? And God said, let go, you idiot. There's a multitude over here in a desert place. 5,000 plus women and children. And they ain't got nothing. Lord, should we send them away? We ain't got nothing to feed them. Well, y'all look around, boys, see what we got.
Yeah.
Andrew said, there's a little boy over there, and he's got a Happy Meal. He's got a lunch. I mean, just five loaves and three fish. Something. I'll get it right in a minute. You know what the Lord said? He didn't say, tell that boy to give it to him. He said, give it to me.
Yeah.
Give it to me. The Lord can't help your situation until you let go of it.
Right.
Amen. Hey, some of you downright miserable because you won't let go of something.
Yeah.
And I got to be careful. I'm going to get off on a whole other area. But they stuff you hanging on to, dragging you through the mud.
Amen.
This in a while, I don't think. Put your right hand in front of you. Once you put in that right hand, every worry, every care, every trial, every problem in your life, put it in that right hand. Squeeze it up just like that. Stick your left hand out there. I want you to put in that left hand every sin and every weight which the Bible says does so easily beset us. And hold it up just like that. Stay with me. Let it go. Let it, you know that's what praise is? You know why at a rock concert they do like this or that? It's because they're holding on to something. When we're worshiping God, we are signifying that we surrender to him. I don't know if Brother Todd pulled his weapon last night, but he's a City of Atlanta policeman. And if he pulled his weapon, one of them boys in Atlanta, they go, do you know what that is? That's a sign of surrender. Don't shoot. I give. And some of us just need to do that with God this morning. We need to look to heaven and say, okay, Lord, I give up. I surrender. I surrender all. God's been dealing with some of y'all about some stuff and you won't let go. You get on his altar and let go this morning. Amen. How are we going to make it? Because we've been guided with a positive response. The Lord said, trust the Lord. But then not only that, it needs to register in our heart with all thine heart. Did you know five times, I believe I counted right, five times in Psalms 119, that statement is made about trusting God with your whole heart. Amen. I wonder sometimes if I've ever really met a Christian who really trusts God with his whole heart. I wonder. I know I don't. And I don't know if it's possible, but I think it's something to shoot toward. I'm still going to live in a body of flesh. I'm still going to have days of doubt. I'm still going to have days of dread. I'm still going to have days when I do worry because I'm human. But that should not consume my life. The longer I know him, the more I should trust him. The longer I know him, the less I should worry. The longer I know him, the less I should doubt. And the longer you know him, the less you should worry and the less you should doubt. Why? Because that trust grows.
Amen.
Used to, we'd go to the mall. And I hated going because I'd come home mad every time. You marry a hot woman, I mean, you just deal with it. People going to look at it. We'd go shopping, somebody looking at my wife, and I'm like, oh. Because you felt threatened. The longer we're married, not saying she don't look as hot as she used to. She does. Even better to me. But there's just such a trust there now. Look all you want, buddy. She's going home with me. Amen. Amen. It grows. It builds over time. Listen, if you've only been saved a short time and you're having problems trusting this, just keep trusting. Just keep trusting. Amen. I promise you, it will grow. Amen. Amen. Now, I want you to notice there is a recognition in our hearts of this positive response that we've made, this thing that's registered in our heart, that we're going to trust the Lord with all our heart. Now watch at verse number 7. We're going to jump back and forth just a little bit. Look at verse number 7. Here could be a problem. He said, be not wise in thine own eyes. Watch these next three words. Fear the Lord. Fear the Lord. Everywhere you look, boys got bumper stickers on their windows. No fear. Yeah, right. Somebody cold cock a 357 between your eyes and we'll see. These boys walking around, their pants dragging the ground, their hind end hanging out. That stuff tires me. I want to give them a wedgie so bad I can't stand. Just, man. We saw a little Justin Bieber on the TV screen the other night. His whole hiney was out of his pants. Is it okay to say hiney, I reckon? It's better than what's going through some of your mind. His whole rear end hanging out of his drawers, man. These guys, they think it makes them tough and bad. Makes them look like gangsters. Yeah. Don't come gangstering around my truck. Y'all all right? I got something for the gangster, amen? No fear. But there is a problem with this no fear philosophy. There better be something feared. The law of God ought to be feared. Amen. There's no fear of God. Did you know when I was a kid, you go to the church house, the doors was open. You'd go church, pray anytime you wanted to. There wasn't no fear of somebody coming in and jacking the sound system. Now you got to lock the doors, turn on an alarm, have police sweep the parking lot. You know what they said? You know what the going thing is now? They are visiting churches. They'll visit for 2 or 3 weeks, and when the offering is taken up, they'll get up to go to the bathroom. What they're really doing is seeing where they're going with the money. They'll visit 2 or 3 weeks, see how they handle things, and then on that about that third or fourth week, well, they get up to go to the bathroom, and they rob them. Can you imagine? Now, when I was lost, I could imagine walking in the convenience store and holding them up. I was just set up like pins in a bowling alley. I couldn't help it, brother. There's no fear of the Lord. Man, when we was teenagers, we rode around, done some pretty wild stuff. But we would take a detour. We rode all them dirt roads back in behind White Oak Springs, and we'd go through all them mud holes and mud riding. We'd do all that stuff. But we would detour just to keep from going past the church. Something about that place. Something about that, but I don't want to be fooling around there. Y'all all right? We're living in a nation where that is gone. Somebody said, why don't y'all put letters on your sign? We can't. Why don't you put stuff on your sign? We can't, because of the perverts in this neighborhood. You would not believe the filth. They take our letters and change them around to say some of the ungodliest stuff you could even imagine, and even about God himself. I'm scared to death to put something out there. People call me and say, hey, you better go by and check your sign. That's why there ain't nothing on the sign. There's no way to lock it up to keep people from messing with it. Some of you ought to just say, well, we want to donate a new sign. That'd be quite all right, amen. One of them electric ones with the that lights. Y'all know what I'm talking about? One of them LED things. That's what you pray about that. Amen. But it'd be God's, Brother Sammy, say God's perfect will if somebody just donate that new sign. Amen. Amen. Fear the Lord. Are you afraid of the Lord? You afraid of the Lord? Listen, you get out of church, you know what the Lord might do? This is what kills me. Some of them are out right now over that kind of stupidity. And they don't even stop to think about their poor children. You're saved. You're going to heaven. Kids where they're not hearing the gospel. They die and go to hell. It's your fault. Does that scare you? I remember I used to pray when my kids were little, Lord, please, God, don't let my babies die and go to hell. Lord, make sure, help me, God, to be faithful and keep them under the preached word of God, that when they reach the age of accountability, you'll deal with their heart and save them. I believe that's the number one responsibility of a parent. We put more weight on their education than we do their salvation. What good is it if they go to hell with a PhD? Y'all all right? I'd rather them go to heaven with a GED. Well, listen, I'm for education. Don't get me wrong. I'm not against education, but don't put that before salvation. You know why that is? We fear what their future may hold or the quality of the life they may have. We fear that more than we fear the judgment of God. We okay this morning? There's no fear of God anymore. They've made it legal now to say, the Lord's name in vain, the GD word on national TV. Did you know that? What he said? No fear. No fear. Saturday Night Live, I saw a clip on the internet homepage, little news bites, you know, you can watch. On Saturday Night Live, they did a skit making fun of Tebow. Had a guy come in dressed up like Jesus. I forgot what he said. It's sick. No fear of God. No fear of God. If there's any place God will be feared,
y'all know what, you know what the time you say, you're supposed to walk around afraid all the time? No. It's like a fear between a father and a son.
Right. Yes, sir. Amen.
My son wants me to always be proud of him and pleased with him. And most of the time, I am.
Not so much when he was younger, but most of the time now, I am. Me. But then there was a part of him that would do things I said to do because he feared me. And I know I'm on the radio and I shouldn't tell it, but I still got it. You ought to come by and see if it still works. I was on the job one day and I took a piece of 3/4-inch plywood and I drew the best paddle I could draw. And I cut that thing out with a jigsaw. I look home. I came home. I said, Levi, I got you something today. What? I said, and we used it a time or two, didn't we? Or three or four or five or six or seven or eight. Amen. Oh, yeah. You said, did you spank your kids? No, I whooped them.
Amen.
Amen. I was on an airplane one day, and I sat down, and this fella sat down beside me. And, Brother Johnny, you might help me with this. I can't remember for sure, but I think his name was Jim White. His last name was White. He was a center fielder for the Boston Red Sox. Big old black guy, arms about that big around. We were sitting there, about to talk. And I said, what's the matter with these guys? Like Michael Vick, they got this thug mentality. And he said, they ain't nothing. They ain't no problem there. He said, ain't no problem answer that question. He said, I'll tell you what's wrong with that crowd. He said, the mama didn't whoop them enough. You know, I was expecting money went to their head, you know. He said, mama didn't whoop them enough. He said, now they got enough money to prove their character. I'm glad Vic got straightened out, amen? I thought, man, that's wise right there. I wonder what you would be if you had $1 million in the bank. I wonder if you'd be here.
Say amen.
wonder if you'd be in church at all. I wonder if you'd go to church where all the other millionaires go. Where they ain't got no Bible, they ain't got no preacher. But they all got brand new Mercedes. I hit a nerve. I don't know why I ain't got no millionaires, amen. But I wonder where we'd be. I wonder how it'd affect me. You say, well, money wouldn't. I've heard people say this all the time. Oh, if I had $1 million. How do you know you ain't? Man, I guarantee it affects you some way. Anyway, then in verse number 5, the last part of 5 and the first part of 7, he guides us with a prohibition. In other words, a rule. What not to do. Look at verse number 5. He said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and that's a very important word right there. You need to connect what's fixing to be said with what has just been said. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. That's pretty good advice. Amen. We live too much on what we think. Well, I think. That's the problem. You think. I've had people say this for years and years. You get in a conversation about this or some kind of standards issue or a moral subject. And, well, I just don't see anything wrong. Well, that's the problem. You don't see.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. And when you think, you get in trouble. Yeah. Amen. You say, well, I've got a right to my opinion. Sure you do. But opinions are like armpits and elbows. Everybody's usually got two and they both stink. Amen. Yeah. Y'all all right? It doesn't matter what I think. It matters what God thinks.
Amen.
Y'all all right? Some of y'all are already done, but I'm not quite, so just hang on.
Amen.
Amen. This is a good way to start the new year. Amen. Let's trust the Lord. Quit. Look, what is your way? How has that been for you?
Amen.
Remember after Jesus resurrected and Peter and the disciples decided they'd go back to the old way? They're going back fishing for a living. Jesus standing on the bank early that morning said, children, have you any meat? What he's saying is, how's that old life treating you? How y'all making it?
Amen.
Well, we fished all night. We ain't caught nothing.
Yeah.
Professional fishermen.
Yeah.
Not a Zebco 33. They throwing nets. The law of averages would tell you they'd at least caught a little one.
Yeah.
No, we fished all night and we ain't caught nothing. Uh-huh, I see. You want to try it my way? Amen. You want to try? I wish to God our government and some of our leaders would say, hey, we've made a mess.
Yes,
amen. Now, God is a professional mess cleaner-upper.
Yes,
he always has been. He always will be. If you ever just took a broken situation and said, I need help.
Yes.
And watch God turn that thing around.
Amen.
God could turn this nation around.
Amen.
If they'd let him back in the schoolhouse. If they'd let him back in the courthouse,
yeah.
And if they'd let him back in a lot of the church houses,
yeah.
We all right this morning?
Amen.
Church ain't about getting people saved and keeping people out of hell, seeing how many people you can get in a pew.
Right. Yeah.
Got to have a super church, a mega church, a mega this and a mega that. That stuff make God sick.
Yes, sir.
Mm. Lean not under your own understanding. As I get around different circles of preachers preaching around the country and you see this crowd's got to follow this movement or that movement. I'm not in a movement. My only movement's I'm going with him. I don't care who takes Baptist office sign. I'm going with God. Amen. I don't care who takes their pulpit out and gets a bar stool. I'm staying with God. Amen. I'm not going to lean to my own understanding. Well, Pastor, if you would do this, we would attract more people.
Uh-uh.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not stupid. We can make improvements.
There are areas that I'm working on. There are areas that we are working on as a church to do better with what we've got. But we're not going to put God out of the equation. And we're not going to water down the Word of God. Listen, I don't care. As long as I'm alive, as long as these two fellas right here are alive, as long as you come around here, you don't got to wonder which Bible to bring to church.
Amen.
Well, I wonder which one he'll read from today. You're going to get the old stuff when you come here. But somebody said, well, you got to catch up with the times. I'm doing my best to get more old-fashioned. I'm doing my best to get more old school. Why? Because it worked better than this junk they got now. Oh, they've got it figured. They've got it so figured out they don't even need God in it anymore. Southern Baptist says you can't go to the mission field until you've been to college for 4 years. Don't you go back to the 1800s and tell that to them old guys. It again. He said, lean not to your own understanding. Verse number 7, he said, be not wise in thine own eyes. Be not wise in thine own eyes. You know what? I think that's simply saying, don't think more of yourself than you ought to. Amen. People who always want to put their 2 cents worth in. Hey, I tell you what I'd do if I was you. Well, you ain't me, so hush. If I really need your advice, I'll come ask for it. You ever heard this statement? Young couple. No children. Oh, bless God if that's my kid. Single young man. Oh, bless God if that's my wife. Tell you what I'd do. Yeah, shut up. Yeah. Amen. We okay? Amen. Be not wise in thine own eyes. You don't have all the answers. Right. Yeah. A teenager, you not smarter than your parents. Yeah. I don't care if your parents are mentally challenged. Yeah. You ain't smarter than your parents. They ain't nothing dumber than the whole world than a 16-year-old. That's the dumbest thing I've ever walked on 2 feet. You say, "Best God, I'm 16 and I'm offended." Because you're dumb. Amen. Somebody help me. Was we dumb when we were 16? Oh, man. Oh, man. I'm talking about crippled too. Way, our elevator didn't go all the way up. Our ducts didn't line up. Our brick, we was 1 brick shy of a load. I'm telling you, we was a mess. Thought we was 10 foot tall and bulletproof. Some of the stuff I've done. I got on a bull. I'm not talking about a calf, a cow. I'm talking about a bull with a big old hump on his back and rode it. Golly bum. Can you believe? Jumped a bicycle out of barn loft window. Made a ramp. Woo! I had a square-tired bicycle after that. Boom, 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 boom. I'm telling you, dumb. 16-year-old people, dumb. Be not wise in your own eyes. You don't know more than your parents know. Amen. You don't know more than your pastor knows. You don't know more than your youth pastor knows. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Listen, let's stop looking to the world for wisdom. Amen. Dr. I've heard him out of my own ears. Tell people to go to match.com and they'll find the answer, their soulmate. I don't know about all that. We got quiet on me. How many? We got match.com couples in here? You might get a soulmate. You might get a serial killer. Meeny, meeny, miny, mo. Amen. Yeah, you may be looking at Jill looking real pretty on that internet, and you get over and it's Joe. Y'all okay? Quit trusting this world's advice. Look to God. I believe every answer that we're looking for is bound between those two covers right there. I don't think I need nothing else. Amen. That'll work. Listen, we are prohibited in our leaning. In our leaning. He said, lean not to thine own understanding. Lean on Him. Lean on Him. We're prohibited in our learning. He said, be not wise in thine own eyes. Listen, then lastly, we're guided with a plea. We're guided with a plea. Verse number 6, and look at the first part of verse number 6. We have a plea from God. He said, in all thy ways, acknowledge him. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. In other words, look to him in every direction, every area, every aspect of your life. Acknowledge God. Acknowledge God. You know what? You know what they're giving Tim Tebow? And I was never a Florida fan.
Amen.
But I always loved Tim Tebow.
Yes, sir.
That boy was the real deal, straight up and down. I mean, he's the real stuff.
Yes, sir.
You know what he's in such trouble for? You know why he's in the media more than any quarterback in the NFL? Watch this. That's it.
Amen.
That's it. Why ain't they making fun of Tom Brady?
Right. Amen.
Being a drunk.
Amen.
And a whoremonger and all the other stuff that goes along with it. A party animal. Why don't they give that bunch fits?
Come on, preacher.
He's acknowledging God.
Yeah.
He's acknowledging God.
Come on, preacher.
Amen. Amen.
Somebody said, do you really think God cares about football? He does that team. He does that team. I really don't think God's all that interested in football, but he's real interested in Tim Tebow.
Yes, sir.
Y'all okay? Yes. Why? He knows if he blesses him, he'll acknowledge him.
Yes, sir.
He won't blame it on his athletic ability. When they interview him in the locker room after the game, he's going to give honor and glory to where his gift came from.
Amen.
He's going to say, first of all, I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He don't say nothing about Allah.
Yes.
Amen. Nothing about Buddha. He said, I don't thank my Lord Jesus Christ. I like it when they go that far.
Yes.
They get on them awards on the TV and say, well, I want to thank God. Yeah, who?
Yeah.
Who? God who?
That's right,
who are we talking about?
That's right,
mm.
Amen,
we're guided with a plea. Lean not. Or in all thy ways acknowledge him. Listen, there's another part in verse number 7, the last part. He said, and depart from evil. Wow, that's a pretty good plea.
Yes, sir.
Depart from evil. In other words, walk away from it. You know that's what repentance is?
Yes, sir.
Repentance is not confession. Amen. Confession is part of repentance. It's the first.
The second part of repentance is turning and going the other way.
Amen.
Walk away.
Amen.
Walk away.
Depart from evil. Let me give you this and I'm done. I thought I was done, but I got just a second or two more and I promise you I'll quit. But then we can be guided this year with a promise. We can be guided through 2012, 13, 14, 15, till Jesus comes.
Yes,
with this promise. He said, and he, in the last part of verse number 6, and he shall direct thy path. Preacher, I just don't know what to do. Trust him with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding, and he shall direct thy path.
Amen.
You don't need me to tell you what to do. You need God to tell you
Amen.
What to do.
Amen.
We could stop nearly every bit of counseling after Sunday night service and Wednesday night service in my office if we'd grasp these verses.
Amen.
God will show you what to do.
God will show you what to do.
Brother Carlos, Brother Todd, y'all come on to the piano. I'm through. Brother Carlos is looking at a campground, a place. It's 677 acres, beautiful. We walked all over it yesterday, cabins, buildings. It's amazing. A place to help these veterans who are coming home from Iraq and Afghanistan and going through this post-war syndrome stuff. The medical doctors has found out, they have discovered they get more help when it's on a spiritual faith-based deal than it is a medical facility. Amen. But he's wanting to start a place like this for these veterans, and I say hallelujah. As we went out there yesterday, we had had a first sergeant, Sergeant Major from the Army, retired Marine Corps guy, and they were talking about, well, what do you think? What do you think? Brother Carlos said this, I think we got to make sure God's in it. If God ain't in it, we're wasting our time. Amen. If God ain't in it, we're wasting our time. In other words, I like the place. It's perfect facility, but I got to get some direction from God. Don't want to do this without a green light from the Lord. Amen. That's good advice. Amen. We are met with a promise. He shall direct thy path. There's a promise of direction. There's a promise of direction. But listen, not only that, there's a promise. There's a promise of durability. In the last part of verse number 8, he said, it shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Man, if we'll trust the Lord with all our heart, he'll direct us. and he'll give us strength to go in that direction. Amen. Well, I just don't know how much more I can take. You better trust him. I don't know how much longer I can deal with this. You better trust him. You better trust him. Let's stand our feet this morning. Before they get ready to sing, if we could we just bow our heads together? Nobody looking around. Heads bowed and eyes closed. I wonder how many would be real, real honest today. And by the showing of a raised hand, say to this preacher, I know without a shadow of a doubt, if I died today, heaven would be my home. Preacher, I'm sure as I know my name, I am a child of God. I've been saved. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Question number two. Preacher, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I died just like I am, heaven would be my home. And I'd sure like for you to pray for me. I wouldn't embarrass you for nothing. I'm not going to drag you to an altar. I'm not going to point you out. I'm just going to pray for you. If you say, preacher, remember me. I'm not sure if I died today where I'd spend eternity, whether it be heaven or hell. If you can really get it settled in your heart that you're going to heaven when you die, I'd like to know. Preacher, pray for me. Anybody like that? Just slip your hand up, put it right back down. Preacher, pray for me. I need to get that settled. God bless your heart. God bless your heart. Anybody else? Preacher, just remember me. Let's pray together. Father, as we come before you again this morning on the first day of a brand new year, Lord, I don't know what the next 12 months will hold, but Lord, I want to trust you with it. Lord, not just the Sundays, but every day. Not just the good days, but the bad days. Not just the days of victory, but Lord, even the days of struggle and defeat. I want to trust you with it all, 100%. But God, I need your help to do that. Lord, I love this scripture, but Lord, sometimes it's not real in our hearts. Help us, God, to trust you with every aspect, every area of our lives. Now, Lord, you saw the hands that were raised here today. Lord, you know every heart and every mind. You know exactly what we need this morning. God, I pray you deal with us accordingly. Lord, you saw that little hand, said, preacher, I don't know if I died today if heaven would be my home. Lord, don't let them leave here unsaved today. Lord, let them come to an old-fashioned altar. Let somebody take a Bible and show them how they can know before they leave this place. Lord, please have your way. Lord, some of us come in this morning with trust issues. Lord, we're just all mixed up and worried to death. And Lord, I pray you'd give them some peace this morning and help us all to trust you like we ought to. Lord, we'll thank you and we'll praise you, for it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.